This after negotiations involving an intermediary in the Persian Gulf.
Hamas said it released the mother and her 17-year-old daughter in an agreement with the Qatari government for humanitarian reasons. President Biden spoke to the two Americans on the phone after their release, assuring them the U.S. government will fully support them.
Saturday marks 2 weeks since the massacre that began the war. Now the question remains, when will Israeli Defense Forces launch their ground assault into Gaza to take on Hamas?
CBS's Tina Krause. Once, twice, three times, enough Republicans voted against him to keep the chairman of the House Judiciary Committee from becoming Speaker of the House. Correspondent Scott McFarlane reports.
For Ohio Republican Jim Jordan, his race to be Speaker, second in line to the presidency, was like quicksand.
Speaker has not been elected.
The harder he fought, the deeper he sunk.
It's time for him to step down. Get somebody with a clean slate, with no baggage.
Bleeding support, Jordan was forced to leave the race, ending a fight that included anonymous threats against Republicans who had voted against him on the House floor.
And with no speaker for more than 2 weeks now, congressional Republicans go back to square one in search of one next week. In Western Maryland, there's a major law enforcement search following the fatal shooting of a circuit court judge. CBS Baltimore's Janae Reese is in Hagerstown.
Authorities are now looking for Pedro Argote in connection to the death of the judge. Deputies say Argote did not have any prior criminal records, but they had been called to his home.
We have responded to the residents for verbal domestic assaults 2 times within the last few years, but no criminal record that we're aware of.
Albert says Argote was due in court for a divorce-related hearing Thursday, but was not present.
Some movement reported with two of Detroit's big three, but not so much with Ford as the United Auto Workers strike drags on.
The membership is the highest authority in our union. You will always have the final say. Everything we do is in service of building the strength of our membership.
UAW President Sean Fain. This is CBS News.
You need to hire? Indeed is with you every step of the way, helping you attract, interview, and hire candidates all from one place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
Right now, I'm driving to work, but that's not where I'm going. I'm going to more important things. I'm going to visit Papa. I'm going to go out with friends and to an anniversary dinner. And I look out at the big trucks and buses and people walking and think, we're all going somewhere. And we need to work together to share the road and get there safely. Learn how at www.sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Paid for by the Federal Motor Carrier Safety Administration.
It's Cybersecurity Awareness Month. You may be aware that online crime is a huge threat, but did you know this problem could be a great career opportunity for you? Cybersecurity experts are in high demand and well paid. You can position yourself for this specialty in months, not years, at My Computer Career, even with no prior IT experience. Learn how you can train for this rewarding career at mycomputercareer.edu. That's mycomputercareer.edu.
Financial aid is available to those who qualify, including the GI Bill.
Max Inc. Radio with Dennis Graham from Rockonson.
Appreciate all the support of Mad Radio 92.7. And by the way, a tip of the hat to Civic Media. That was a great article on the Cap Times by Paul Fanlon. You guys got a great model that you're growing around the state, local interest with radio stations throughout these different markets. And a tip of the hat, and you're focusing on local music and nobody's doing it. So great job.
Listen to Max Inc. Radio Saturday night, 6 to midnight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
If you've been listening, you know you can get your free credit report at annualcreditreport.com. But how do you use it? Paying attention to key pieces of information on the report, including your personal information, open credit accounts, and credit inquiries, can help you not only understand your credit standing and catch any errors, but regularly checking your credit report may also help you identify potential fraud or identity theft. Everyone is entitled to a free credit report from each of the three main credit bureaus once every 12 months. Yet only 1 in 3 Wisconsin adults actually obtain the report each year. An easy way to remember to check your report is to simply mark your calendar. Picking dates like February 2nd or 2-2 make it even easier to remember. Go to annualcreditreport.com to get started with your free credit report, and don't forget to keep listening for more tips. This message has been brought to you by the United Way of Southwood and Adams County's Financial Stability Coalition.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Chance for scattered showers overnight. Otherwise, cloudy skies expected. Lows level off around 40. Southeast winds around 5 miles per hour. Overcast skies tomorrow. Chance for scattered showers. Daytime highs approaching 52. Clear skies tomorrow night. Lows dip down to about 31. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 43.
News, talk, and sports on both sides of the dial from Wisconsin Rapids and beyond. Locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
And hosts on our website. Go to civicmedia.us.
From the Civic Media Radio Network, moving Wisconsin forward one joke at a time. This is As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Broad. In for the new mom, here's Jane Matinere.
Good morning and welcome to hour two of As Goes Wisconsin. Greg Bach is on the board, Carol Kane with me in the studio in downtown Waukesha, and every Friday at 11:06 we are joined by our friend Dr. Michael McCutcheon. Dr. Mike is our resident life relationship career coach who draws on his clinical training in counseling psychology to help us improve our relationships, set and achieve our goals, and generally fix our lives for the better. Good morning, Dr. Mike.
Hi there.
Hello, good morning. How are you all?
We're good. We're good. It's Friday. That's always good.
Yeah. And people are letting you read the books you want to read in your lives. No one's restricting you, banning you, canceling you. You're all good. You're allowed to read Kite Runner and Handmaid's Tale and all those things.
Dude,
and
I'm 65 years old. Nobody's been telling me what to do for probably 55 years.
No one wants me reading Fifty Shades of Grey.
Yeah, even if they were, that you'd be hiding it under your bed pillow in between the mattress and box spring. It sounds like, Carol.
Absolutely,
I love that move. That's good. You don't want to know what I was hiding underneath my bed, Carol. You do not want to know.
But as with your training too, Dr. Mike, and you know human nature. We talked about it all last hour. You tell a high schooler, these are the 30 books I don't want you reading. The first thing they do is go find those 30 books.
It makes the stock go way, way up.
Absolutely.
And also, I mean, by the way, Kite Runner is such a gorgeous book.
It's a wonderful book.
And as you were saying, I think it was you, Jane, as you were saying, there's a lot of books that have so many other things, you know, going on, you know, deceit, betrayal, hardcore violence, and all these sorts of things too. So if I read about, you know, cheating, lying, stealing, killing, and all those sorts of things that are in so many other books, right? Does that mean that I'm going to go and do all of those things to my friends and family and neighbors? No, these are things that take place in the world, right? These are themes that take place in the world, right? And yes, sex is something that happens in the world. Now, there's a difference between having a book like Greg's favorite book of all time, 50 Shades, versus, you know, versus something that happens to, you know, be a 300-400-page book where there's a sex scene. Gasp.
Right.
You know,
it's
okay. Right. And I think there's a difference between, you know, a 17-year-old reading that, you know, versus a 4-year-old reading that. You know, let's use some common sense here.
Yeah, right? Absolutely. Absolutely. And read
that. Yeah.
And
common sense, I know, is hard to come by
yeah,
these days.
It sure is. And go read The Kite Runner. It's a wonderful, wonderful book. All right, we're gonna fix someone's life right now, Dr. Mike. Here is today's problem. Dear Dr. Mike, I'm a 30-year-old woman and I've never been particularly close to my mom. She's always been much harder on me than my two sisters, which she would admit. In my adult years, she has not only said horrible things to me about my life and career choices, she's also been openly mean to my father, who's given her an incredibly comfortable life for decades. When we recently discovered she'd been cheating on him with various flings for several years, for me, that was the last straw. I am appalled. I don't want to see her anymore. I don't want her around for the upcoming holidays. But everyone else is acting like I'm being too hard on her. My sisters say we shouldn't excommunicate her. And even my dad says, well, she is your mother, so you have to respect her. But, Dr. Mike, I don't respect her. What am I supposed to do? Pretend that my mean, cheating mom is welcome in my home for Thanksgiving when she's really not welcome? My husband and I are hoping to have a baby next year. Am I required to let someone near my child, even if I don't love, respect, or trust them? How can I explain my feelings to my family because they just don't seem to get it? That's a doozy.
I was just going to say, that's a doozy.
It is.
Well, I'm glad that we're all here. So I'm actually retiring today, and it's my last day, and so I'm actually not going to answer this question. Good night. It was good to know you all. And I'm not gonna
Dr. Mike.
Yeah, I'm not going to answer it. No, that is a doozy. Well, you know, maybe we should answer this as a panel because I feel like we'll all have a take on this. So I will certainly jump in first and give my take, and I'll give a short answer and a long answer.
Okay.
The short answer is, oh wow, yeah. Also, let's get some calls and texts. 844-967-2789. Did I get that right, Jane?
That's called ramping, Dr. Mike. That's called tap dancing as you decide.
I felt like that was delegating. Really, that was delegating authority.
Exactly. Yeah. That's good leadership, isn't it, Greg?
Yes, indeed.
Yes. So the short answer is no, you do not have to have your mother around for Thanksgiving, and you do not need to subject your child or your spouse to somebody who you feel has been mean to you for a long period of time, somebody who's disrespected your father and somebody who you don't trust or love or respect. The person happens to be your mother. You're a 30-year-old adult, and if you don't feel that person is trustworthy and going to respect you in your home, why would you have them over for Thanksgiving or around your baby? And I think that's the one thing that I noticed was missing from this. That was kind of a long note that they sent to us. One thing I noticed was missing was, and my mom apologized and said that she was so sorry.
Right.
And she wanted to have a different relationship with me going forward, and you know, to everybody else. I you would think that would be slid in there somewhere with all the detail we got. I didn't hear ever that there was anything that this person felt remorse or this person wanted to be around for Thanksgiving. I heard that the siblings or the dad said you need to respect this person. I didn't hear anything from the mom saying I've turned another leaf, give me another chance, and I'm so sorry. So I think if there was some kind of inkling that, you know, the mom has somehow learned their lesson and is in all kinds of, you know, therapy and treatment and, you know, sex rehab and all this sort of stuff. If you wanted to do that, perhaps. But I'm actually sort of with you. How do you talk to your family about it? I think you just lay out all your cards. I've had a different relationship with mom since the beginning. Your context with mom and my relationship with mom is very different from yours.
Absolutely.
If you choose to have somebody in your life, you know, who's done this to dad, all power to you. But my relationship and your relationship with this person is very different. And you can do what you want to do. I'm going to do what I want to do. That's my long answer.
I'm curious to know if one of the reasons why there's been a different relationship between the person who's writing in and the other siblings is maybe this person pushes back, because what I'm hearing is a father and siblings who are saying, it's mom, you got to do what you want to do, and they don't want to push back, they don't want to deal with it, they don't want to have to, 'cause my guess is she's not nice to anyone in that family, but she's just the least nice to this person, so everyone's like, just deal with it,
that's just how she is, right?
And in my opinion, I agree with you, Dr. Mike. She has no reason to let this person into her life. You don't let that kind of constant trauma into your life. You got to cut it off, and it sucks. But if that means your siblings and your father aren't going to be there for you either, you got to find those people who love you and wrap yourself around that love.
That's right, Greg. Well, how do you feel about this phrase? We train people how to treat us. Isn't that right? The more and more we let people walk all over us, the more and more they will. The more and more we put up boundaries and say, I only have enough room in my life for this amount of BS, And after that level, no more, then they learn their lesson, right? We train people, we teach people how to treat us. It sounds like siblings and dad are training mom how to treat them. So why would you change around them? Why? But this, the writer here, this daughter has said, probably like as you're right, Greg, I think you're reading between the lines, that mom has said, oh, this one's a thorn in my side. Mm-hmm. This one's not going to let me get away with stuff, right? And this one, as she said, this is the final straw. No, you're the one who actually has a backbone around here.
Mm-hmm. Dr. Michael McCutcheon is our guest every Friday from 11:06 to 11:19, taking your relationship questions, career questions, all those things. I agree with you, Dr. Mike, and I still think respect is earned.
Yep.
Respect is something that's earned. And why there is this expectation that because this person is a relative, that you have to allow their toxicity in and they are instantaneously due this deference without earning it.
I love his whole thing about setting the boundaries and pushing back, because I think that that is so, so true, that once you finally stand up for yourself and say, that is enough, you'll start to get a little bit of cooperation on the other side. It's really, I think that's a really great piece of advice, Doc.
And I also agree with Carol, too. I mean, with Jane as well, as far as you're just not owed respect. That's not how this works.
Right. You notice a lot of times people will say, well, I would do anything for my family, and family comes first and whatnot, and blood's thicker than water, all these sorts of phrases. Well, that's not just because people just give them that, oh, I'm just going to play the family card. They just automatically get it. Usually it's because people have over time earned that, Jane,
right?
Because their family over time, they've done so many things to earn that then if family does mess up, they go, well, they've done 6,000 things, that one little screw up, I'm going to give them that.
Sure.
Right. Sounds like this person has done 6,000 things the other direction. Right. And so you don't just get that because you have this title, right? Like, as you were saying, respect is earned. And this person has earned a lot of suspicion. This person has earned a reputation from our writer, from our caller here, almost fear to say, I don't want you around my future child.
Right.
I don't want you ruining Thanksgiving. Right.
Right.
So I think it's a tough decision. It's a doozy, as you said, but yeah, boundaries are really, really important. So stand firm.
All right. Dr. Michael McCutcheon, our life, relationship, career coach. Always such a pleasure to talk to you. You can always send in your questions for Dr. Mike at 844-967-2789 or shoot us an email at asgoeswisconsin@civicmedia.us. Dr. Mike, we will see you next Friday. Thank you so much.
See you.
Bye, buddy. Have a great weekend.
One. Stay with us. We'll be right back after the break. This is As Goes Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is Matt LePay, and you're listening to your home for your Wisconsin Badgers on 97.5 FM and 1320 AM WFHR, locally grown radio.
Grease.
Your home for the Devil's Advocates.
Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6.
On The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM.
All my bags are packed, I'm ready to go. I'm standing here outside your door. I hate to wake you up to say goodbye, but the dawn is breaking, it's early morn, the taxi's waiting.
Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin, 11:21. Jane Matinere in for Kristen Bry, Greg Bach on the board, Carol Kane with me in the studio in downtown Waukesha, and you as well, 844-967-2789. If you ever want to call or text, 844-96-PARTY. If you're watching on the stream on Facebook or YouTube or Twitter, you can always leave comments directly there as well. Greg Bach, I'm feeling all flower childy now.
Well, I I played that song. Is it really a dedication? I know we don't like do a lot of music as far as like, you know, the old dedicated to, but that song was dedicated to someone.
Are you going to tell us who?
Yeah, it's dedicated to Representative Derek Van Orten, who is currently flying to another country right now.
He's in another country.
Oh, he's in another country.
Yeah, well, he's already there.
He's already there.
That song was for him. Derek Van Orten, you are leaving on a jet plane, just shirking your responsibility again.
And he rhymed it and everything.
You're welcome.
Yeah, we're going to do an update on the Whoop 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 Boing Caucus, which is what I'm now calling the Republican House members, as they still don't have a speaker. Jim Jordan lost a third vote today.
Well, I think we knew that was going to happen.
And he lost more votes. Today it was 194. So Derek Van Orten is gone. Two other Republicans are already gone. And it just keeps getting worse for him.
I don't know why he pulled back. He said he was going to step aside and give it a rest. So what changed his... I don't get it. The whole thing is a clown car, and it's just absolutely ridiculous. And I get so disgusted with the whole idea that... What are you, five?
Seriously. There were reports yesterday that in one of the closed-door meetings among the House Republicans...
Oh, they were screaming at one
speaker
another.
Former Speaker McCarthy was talking, and Matt Gaetz tried to interrupt him, and they were screaming at each other. Women are too emotional, Carol. Let's not forget. Well, women are too emotional to lead. But the boys got it all covered.
I stand by my statement. I need somebody, and probably a woman, a mom, to go in, and I said this about the debates. I want... Sit the hell down, shut up, and get some work done. I don't know why this is so difficult for you to understand. Do you not understand that the absolute entire world is looking at you and thinking you're a bunch of morons? Seriously, I don't care what side of the fence you're sitting on. If the Democrats were doing this, I'd call them out too.
So would I. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
This is unbelievable, unacceptable behavior by people we have elected to go to Washington.
And do things.
Right.
Actually accomplish things for their constituents, not spend all their time infighting. The other petty thing that came up this morning is now McCarthy won't leave his office. He's refused to leave the speaker's office because it's really close to the chamber and his regular office is farther away. So he's like, I'm not leaving this until they elect somebody.
Well, then fine.
Me.
Fine. I hope you got a comfortable couch.
Representative Dan Crenshaw from Texas told Jake Tapper on CNN that the pressure tactics being used by Jordan's allies have gone way over the line. There are Republican members and their spouses who are getting anonymous threatening messages.
Death threats.
Death threats,
yeah. There are death threats that are being made, and that's unacceptable.
These attacks have become extremely vicious, says Crenshaw. They're different. I've been subject to a lot of attacks from the far right, but these are different, and they have entrenched the opposition. Crenshaw then said the GOP needs to do a full reset to figure out who it wants to select as speaker, and forcing members to stay over the weekend will backfire on him.
Well, after a while, you know what it is? It reminds me of a gerbil on the wheel. You know, you're running and you're running and you're running and you're running and you're not going anywhere.
But this is just so indicative of the fact that they had no plan. Matt Gaetz did this out of personal pique because he doesn't like Kevin McCarthy.
Right.
And did not have a plan for who was going to step into the speakership.
No, not at all.
He really didn't. Because they don't care about governing.
They don't have anybody in the wings. And
texter from the 541, Carol says, Carol, they have Marjorie Taylor Greene, though. She's a mom.
Yeah, but she's nuts.
You know, one of the things, too, the other side of, you know, where Republicans are really, really pooping the bed, if you will, is all these interviews they're doing where not one of them is saying, yeah, Matt Gaetz completely destroyed this.
Blew this.
What they're doing is they're pushing it all on the Democrats.
I know, which is hilarious.
There was an interview on CNN with Representative Austin, and he just could not stop saying it was the majority of the votes was Democrats. Well, yes, because the majority of the votes were going to be Democrat because you gave them this ability. And
You're the ones who removed the speaker.
Yeah, this was yours. You started doing this, not the Democrats. Democrats didn't try to remove him. You guys did.
And why they would expect the Democrats to come forward and support Kevin McCarthy, who has made deals and then broken those deals.
Well, okay, but I have to say this, that I don't care how it happens, and if it's reaching across the aisle and getting some help from the Democrats, which I know is not a popular decision, getting some help from the Democrats, if it helps move this along and we can start getting some stuff, we have some very important issues that are happening right now.
Yes, we do.
And we need to address them yesterday. So I don't know if we can get a little help from the other side and we can get somebody in there and get something done. I don't think that's a bad thing.
Absolutely. Hakeem Jeffries for Speaker of the House.
There you go. That would solve everything. All right. We got the bottom of the hour news coming up next. When we come back, we're going to lighten things up.
Are we ever?
With a little pep talk. So we want to know the most extreme things you have done out of the love for your pets.
Oh, boy.
844-967-2789. Stay with us. This is As Goes Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Serving central Wisconsin since 1940.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids.
Locally grown, 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
The Todd Alba Show.
These fires in Alberta, they're just this very narrow jet stream, just bringing all that kind of smoke down.
What it does is those sunsets and sunrises. Yeah. I mean, you've just got this massive deep red disc up in the sky. It's like you're in a Star Wars, you know, movie or something like that.
The Todd Alba Show.
Which makes sense when you look at the Civic Media lineup. I mean, we really look like the Cantina Bar as far as all the characters.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
It's the most competitive sport for all to enjoy, and Milwaukee is even the capital for it. It's bowling, and the oldest bowling alley is in Wisconsin. Holler House is home to the two oldest sanction lanes in the U.S. and are still made of the wood installed in 1908. The building on West Lincoln in Milwaukee looks the same. Musicians Joe Walsh and Jack White have thrown a ball down those 115-year-old lanes. Now, can you guess the tradition that continues here to this day? A hot beef sandwich, just 25 cents. The pins still set by people. Swear and you're tossed out. The answer coming up. The fifth and sixth generations run Holler House, so some odd history does remain, like bras hanging from the rafters. The alleys have even been featured in the Wall Street Journal and Sports Illustrated. So what's your guess about the continuing tradition? It's the pins still being set by people. No machines here. These stories make it a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
I didn't ask to be thrown in the streets with nowhere to go. I didn't think I'd survive. But I did ask for help, and Covenant House was there for me.
1 in 10 young adults will experience a form of homelessness this year. For these kids who didn't ask to be put in this unthinkable situation, Covenant House is there.
Covenant House helped me break the cycle of homelessness in my family. They gave me the love that I needed.
Over 2,000 young people will sleep safely in a Covenant House bed tonight. When youth who are experiencing homelessness have a hot meal, a safe place to sleep, medical care, and love, they can overcome heartbreaking challenges and have a brighter future.
They just really genuinely just wanted to help me succeed, and I'm succeeding. I'm a speaker, I'm an author. Covenant House really helped me and really helped mold me into the woman I am today.
If you or someone you love is asking for help, go to safeplacetosleep.org today.
Meet Ingrid, fiery spirit, caring grandma, proud trucker.
I've logged more than 4 million miles in my truck. If people knew what I know, lives could be saved. I was driving outside of Ohio when a gentleman stopped suddenly in front of me. But it takes my 80,000-pound truck 200 yards to stop. I'd given myself extra room, but it's not a chance worth taking.
It's our roads. It's our safety.
Visit www.sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Hello?
Man, where are you?
sweating is lit. I thought you were coming.
Ooh, I can't. I'm in bed with the flu.
The flu? You didn't get a flu shot?
I wish I did. I can't believe I'm missing out on Greg's wedding.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. Grandma's about to crowd surf.
Grandma's about to what? What?
Man, I'll call you back.
Oh, man.
Sounds like another case of flu FOMO. Don't get stuck at home with the flu. A flu shot is safe, effective, and you can get it at the same time as your COVID-19 vaccine. A flu shot is the best way to prevent the flu and its potentially serious complications. It keeps you protected and also protects your loved ones. Protecting our community can't wait. So why get stuck inside with the flu? Don't get flu FOMO. Learn more at getmyflushot.org.
Brought to you by the AMA, CDC, and the Ad Council.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Chance for scattered showers overnight. Otherwise, cloudy skies expected. Lows level off around 40. Southeast winds around 5 miles per hour. Overcast skies tomorrow. Chance for scattered showers. Daytime highs approaching 52. Clear skies tomorrow night. Lows dip down to about 31. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 43.
Channels wherever you are, whenever you want. The Civic Media Network of local radio stations here for you.
Goes Wisconsin. Jane Matinere in for Kristen Bry, Greg Bach on the board, Carol Kane with me in studio in downtown Waukesha, and you at 844-967-2789. You can call and or text. Carol, I wanted to share this with you.
Okay.
From the 262. It's kind of cool to hear Carol on Civic Media. She is a Wisconsin staple.
Oh, well, that's very nice. That's very kind. Thank you.
That's lovely.
Yes.
And Greg, for our last segment today, we're going to have our theme song, right? The We're Not Dead Yet?
Yeah, we could definitely have that. Absolutely. Absolutely.
I love that. That was a listener suggestion.
Yeah, we're not dead yet.
We're not dead yet. That's why we're radio legends, because we're still alive.
Right. We just keep plugging away. Keep plugging away.
Speaking of plugging away, we've been meaning to do this for the last couple of weeks, and there just hasn't been time because there's been so many other things going on. But we want to talk about the lengths we will go to for our four-legged friends.
Right, right. Well,
the things we do for the love of our pets.
Right, and this has been precipitated by the fact that I told Jane a story that is happening at my house.
Right.
And so I, setting the base, I have two dogs. I have Beauregard, who is a English Coonhound mix out of a shelter in Alabama.
Right.
And I also have Sydney, and she is a half Australian Shepherd, half Golden Retriever.
They're both big dogs.
80 pounds yeah. each, 80 pounds apiece. And so they're both seniors. Both of them are getting close to being 13 years old. And
for a big dog, that's getting up there.
That's I know. And I know what's coming down the pike.
I know.
And it just I hate to think about it. But until that happens, they're my kids.
Right.
I call them my kids.
Sure.
And so Sydney, it was about 8 weeks ago, Sydney was trying to get upstairs to the bedroom. We were, you know, calling it a night.
Right.
And her back legs have been weak, and they gave out on her, and it was like the state fair slide. She just went all the way down. So Carol's solution, and it's been happening ever since, I fixed up the couch as a bed, and I've been sleeping on the couch for weeks now, because then Sydney can come and lay next to the couch and be with me.
Right.
And I can reach down and I can pet her. And because I know her, and I know that if I go upstairs and Beauregard goes upstairs, she's going to be beside herself and she will lay at the base of the stairs and probably cry.
Or she's going to keep trying to get up the stairs and she's really going to hurt herself.
And she's going to hurt herself. Right. Yes. So I tried to get her up again, but she's 80 pounds and she's, you know.
Sure.
But so that's what I'm doing.
So you've been sleeping on the couch for 2 months.
Yeah. And, you know, Lou kind of looks at me and he's just like, is this ever going to, I'm like, no.
Nope.
She's my girl and I'm going to stay with her until whatever we have to do, we have to do. Now, that could be a while because of the fact that the vet says she's healthy as a horse. He says this just happens with
arthritis, probably.
Right. Yep. He says this happens with older dogs and they lose control of their legs sometime. And this is what's happening with her. So, yeah, so that's what I'm doing. And
I don't find that extreme at all. I think there are a lot of people listening with pets who are thinking, yep, I'd do that.
Well, I did talk to my financial advisor called me yesterday as I was driving home. And DJ said the same thing. He goes, my wife, Heather, would do that. And it's, you know, I'm not no harm, no foul. Who cares?
Right.
It's for Thanksgiving, if I end up, you know, hosting Thanksgiving, I'll pack everything up and take it upstairs so that people can actually sit on the couch without my
pillow.
That's
really nice of you.
Yeah, isn't that great?
Yeah, that's very accommodating.
I am the best hostess. But, I stopped walking them a little while ago because it's just, they're just old.
Sure.
And so, I mean, you've had dogs and you know what this is like. So I just found it fascinating, you know, what people will go through. Like, there's a woman in my neighborhood and she's got the doggy baby carriage.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and she's got a little guy and
she just rolls, she stroller, yeah. Strollers him around.
Yeah, yeah, sure. You know, why not?
844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY. What is the most extreme thing you have done out of love for your pet? And it doesn't even have to be that extreme. Because I don't think what you're doing is extreme.
No, well, it's talked a little.
For some people, I know. But I'm with you. I would probably do the exact same thing. Now, Greg Bach, looking at your face.
Hi.
I have a feeling you would not do the same thing.
I don't know, because I didn't grow up really with pets.
Okay.
And I was telling Jane this before the show started, is I feel like I am... My brain doesn't have the wiring for that sort of empathy for pets. Like, if I have a dog, I'm going to love that dog. But there are certain things when my friends tell me what they're doing for their pets, I'm like, I don't understand. It's not that I think they're wrong. It's that I don't understand why they're doing it. It doesn't compute with me. And I try to be as non-judgmental or non-like, what? Because I don't want them to feel bad. And I don't want to sound like a psychopath. But like for me with a pet, a pet's a pet. And when the pets, you know, you move on, you do your thing. You know, I don't know. It's I know I sound like a monster. Send your calls to my mom's cell phone. It's fine.
Well, and, you know, in addition, when I stopped walking them because Beauregard tore his ACL and so he couldn't walk. And then Sydney's legs are giving out. And so what did I do? I'd load him up in the car.
And go for a drive.
Yeah. Roll the windows down and take them out in the country for about an hour. And both of them are hanging their heads out, you know, one on one window, one on the other window. People must think I'm crazy, but we just drive around and we look at the farm.
Smell some smells.
And, you know, I talk to them. Actually, I talk to them like they're people.
You're not alone.
No, I don't think so. I think there's an awful lot of people.
You are not alone. 844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY. What have you done out of the love of your pet? Don from Madison is on the line. Good morning, Don.
Hi, Don.
Good morning, Jane. Hey, so the caller before the last caller, I don't understand people who don't have the love that other pet owners, that such as like myself, have for their pets. Because they're our babies, you know? We don't have kids, my partner and I. So, yeah, we have dog insurance. We try to give them the best food, try to take them for walks, let them ride in the car, you know, all the things that you would do with your child if you had a child.
What are their names, Don?
Sleep in the bed once in a while. What's that?
What are their names?
Oh, we just got a new lab, which her name is Java, and she's a chocolate lab, and she's a rescue. So, yeah, we try to do what we can. And I was also going to mention that our dog, our last dog, which was a lab, she had hemangiosarcoma. She had a bleeding tumor, and she had issues with falling down, like your your guest's dog. So you may want to get her checked to make sure that she doesn't have any kind of tumor growing.
Well, to tell you the truth, she just had her annual exam at the veterinary
clinic.
He said she's okay.
She's real healthy.
Right.
You might try using one of those harnesses that you can hold up by the handle to help her up the stairs.
Well, that's a good idea. She takes Rimadyl and glucosamine, chondroitin.
Yep. Glucosamine. Yep.
But that's not a bad, I don't know why I didn't think of that.
The only thing I can
get one of those little.
The only thing that concerns me about that idea, Don, though, is that Sydney is 80 pounds. I can see both of you falling down the steps.
I don't need any help falling down.
You don't want to do that.
You don't want to do that.
No.
No, and truly, I'm so, so klutzy. I'm so klutzy. I fall all the time, and I don't need any.
You could get one of those. You could get a pet elevator. I mean, Mitt Romney had a car elevator. So.
Well, there you go.
Excellent suggestion, Don. I'm sure we'll get right on that house elevator for the dogs.
I will tell you this.
Thank you. To
give you an idea as to how bad I am, my husband, when we first started dating eons ago, he finally looked at me on one of the dates and he said, you know, cracks in the sidewalk have taken on a whole new meaning for me when I walk with you. Because I'll hit it and down I go. That's it.
And I'd like to also point out that Don just said exactly what I was afraid. I sound like a monster when I talk about this. I don't want to sound like this. I don't want to feel like this either.
But I promise you, Greg, when you and Bridget do finally decide to get a dog, it's going to change you.
Okay.
You are gonna do things for this animal that you would never have believed that you will do.
Sure.
Trust me.
I don't disagree with you, but it's hard for me to. Yeah. I'm not a bad person, everybody. I swear to God, I'm not.
He's really not a bad person.
Well, but I know people that just aren't pet people.
Yeah, for sure.
But I want a dog.
It's going to change you. 844-967-2789. 844-96-PARTY. You can call or text on what have you done for the love of your pet, out of love for your pet. Angie from Wisconsin is on the line. Good morning, Angie.
Hi, my dog lived to like 15, and I used to give her IV fluids. And I had to learn how to do all that kind of stuff.
You had to do what, Angie?
IV fluids.
Oh, wow.
Oh, yeah. Holy smokes.
Yeah. But it made her, she lived a lot. She lived for an extra 3 months that way. And I'm very, very poor. I just worked a lot of extra hours and paid for it that way. So, yeah. All my extra money for those 3 months went all to her. She lived an extra 3 months. I loved her. She lived to 15.
That's wonderful. What was her name, Angie?
Yeah, I did everything for her. Lexi.
Lexi.
Got it.
Well, she's on the Rainbow Bridge now with my Barkley and my Pierce. And you gave her a great life, Angie.
Yes,
she did. And I have no regrets.
Yeah, no.
None with her.
Good. Good.
Loved her. Have a great day.
You too. Thank you so much for calling. You can check in as well, 844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY. A woman that I used to work with, her husband would take the dog for a walk every day, but he would go to a different park.
Oh, so a change of scenery?
Because she wants different smells.
Oh, okay.
It's boring for her.
That's hilarious.
To go to the same park, which I would never have thought of. Ever.
In all honesty, I didn't know that they could tell the difference.
No. It's outside. There's lots of smells.
Exactly.
You know, and like you taking your two for car rides now that they're older and they can't walk as far.
Well, and we've got plenty of smells in the backyard, too, because I live near a nature preserve.
Oh, that's right.
So we've got deer and fox and raccoons and possums and... We've got them all. I had two turkeys walking through the other day.
Oh, that must have driven them crazy.
To tell you the truth, I kind of looked at them and said, you're taking your life into your own hands. It's a little close to turkey day.
They might be. Oh, yeah, right. Texter from the 414. My dog has diabetes. I'm so sorry. And is going downhill. He's a senior rescue. It's been very difficult. He's 14 and a half.
Wow.
And has exceeded his life expectancy. This is the difficult part of being a pet parent. I've been carrying him around as his back's legs are going. His name is Teddy. Stacy from Waukesha. Oh, Stacy, I feel you.
I do too.
It's so hard when they get older and they start having health problems. It is.
Yep. Well, and when you've got diabetes, you've probably given them insulin. I know a lot of people that have to give their animals insulin. So
844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY. What's the most extreme thing you have done? And maybe it's not extreme to you, out of the love of your pet.
Well, the thing is that, and I stand by this, when you bring them into your family, and Greg, you should listen to this, when they bring them into their family, that's exactly what they become. They become family.
Yes.
And why wouldn't you protect your family and do the most you can possibly do for your family?
I have a great many thoughts on that topic, but we're going to a break, so.
Oh, so he doesn't have to. You're off the hook for now. All right, we're going to a break. One more break when we come back. I hope you will stay with us. This is As Goes Wisconsin. You're listening to us on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Locally grown radio from Vesper to Plover, we are your home for news talk and sports. 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
8 degrees.
Your home of the Earl Ingram Show. Weekday mornings from 8 till 10 on The Shaw. 540 AM and 101.1 FM.
Give me a chance because I'm not dead yet. Not dead yet.
Goes Wisconsin, Jane Matnair, in for Kristen Bry, Greg Bach is on the board, Harold Kane in the studio with me in downtown Waukesha, and thank you so much for joining us today. You can always check in, call, and or text at 844-967-2789. As Greg and I pointed out yesterday, too, if you're watching the stream, you can always leave comments on the live stream, either on Twitter or YouTube or Facebook, and there is a plus, Greg Bach.
Yeah.
To watching the stream.
Why?
Because we chair dance.
We so chair dance. We chair fans. We chair dance. We finger pistol. We air high five. And also another thing we don't discuss enough too is if you don't have time to watch the live stream, that's fine.
Oh yeah.
Every show is broken into two podcasts a day. And they go up pretty much within an hour after the show is done, which is noon. So if you want to listen to us back or you want to hear an interview again, go to your favorite podcast provider of choice and download the podcast, subscribe to the podcast, leave comments for the podcast.
Yeah, definitely.
And you can listen there. Listen on your car ride home.
And download the Civic Media app.
Oh, heck yeah.
Too, and the other thing that I really like that that Kristen had started when she started the show was in our show notes at civicmedia.us, in the compilation of each day's show, there are links to articles that we talk about, articles that we reference, other things like that. So there's lots of links there and there's lots of information.
Well, that's, you know what, it's extremely helpful because people sometimes can only listen for a short period of time and they want to hear the rest of the story.
Right.
I mean, it's just the nature of the beast. So that's it's a great way. She started a great way to engage with the listener.
And to give you stuff you can use,
right.
Information you can use. We were talking about the things we've done out of the love of our pets. And texter from the 541 says, Carol, regarding your comment about bringing a pet into your family, go back to today's segment with Dr. Mike. There are plenty of actual family who aren't really worth the time of day, but your four-legged ones are.
Right. Yeah,
and
right.
And actually, I'm glad you brought that up because Mark from the SAC called and we didn't have time to take his call, but he gave me his thoughts. And one of the things he said was, you can learn to forgive these individuals and move on from them through your life. Like, you know, I forgive you, but I'm no longer going to be a part of your life, which I personally don't fully agree with because I'll forgive somebody if they're seeking forgiveness, but But I'm not going to walk up to someone in my life who's toxic and be like, I forgive you. Because they're going to be like, for what?
Well, is it necessarily saying, though, that you have to tell the person that you forgive them? I think it's more about an internal decision to no longer hold on to that toxic stuff. It is hard to
that's
do.
Yeah, absolutely.
It is
especially
hard to
especially when
do.
It's your mother. That's very, very difficult to do.
Absolutely.
And maybe you aren't saying it out loud or to their face and you're just doing it inside. But yeah, I mean, there's many different ways you can go about cutting a person out of your life who is family, but also causing a lot of problems for you. And one of those is just to say, I'm done. And that's your right. And then, you know, hopefully your spouse, your partner, whomever is loving and accepting of you and has maybe a family that, you know, be a part of, and you can move on.
But I thought one really great thing from that Dr. Mike segment was we teach people how to treat us by what we put up with.
Yeah.
Right.
And what they can get away with.
That's why a dog is so great, Greg, because they're always happy to see you.
They really are.
They're always happy to see you. I'm telling you right now, when I walk in the door, when I get back to my home, Beauregard will say to me, in not so many words, because he doesn't actually speak, but he will say, I can't believe you've made it home.
Where have you been? Where have you been? It's been days and days and days.
I already regret saying anything.
You can send any comments to Greg Bach, the monster. You are not a monster. And I bet there are many people who are listening who agree with you, who are not pet people.
My mom was.
And there's nothing wrong with it, you know, and not that you're not a pet person because you guys want to get a dog. But there are people, it's just not their thing.
My mom wasn't. She wasn't. And the only reason, and I'm going to tell this really quick story, the only reason I got our first dog, Taliesin, who was a Chihuahua, was I was so desperate to have a pet that I found a caterpillar. This is the honest hand to God. I found a caterpillar. I put some grass and a twig in a jar, put the caterpillar in there, pounded holes in the top, and I walked the caterpillar around the block talking to it. And my dad got a phone call from our neighbor
who said,
"You, Irv, you got to do something with her. The neighbors are, I swear to God, that's exactly what I did." He said, "You've got to do something with her. The neighbors are really worried."
What is wrong with your child? She's walking a caterpillar.
In a mason jar around the block.
That Carol girl is walking around with an empty jar in there. No, that jar's got a caterpillar in it.
And that's her
only friend.
Yeah, and she's talking to it.
Yeah, beat that.
So after your dad got the call about the caterpillar is when they broke down or got you a dog?
Yes, we found. That was wet back in the day when they used to advertise in the back of the newspaper, you know, pets and stuff.
Right.
And we found in South Beloit, because I'm from Beloit originally, we found in South Beloit this litter of Chihuahuas that were up for sale. And so we went down to South Beloit, and Tally was the only one left, and it was $25, AKC registered.
Wow.
And my dad finally just broke down and looked at my mom and said, "We're getting her." End of story.
Whether you like it or not.
Here's a question.
We're getting the dog.
We're almost out of time, but I want to ask you a really quick question, Carol, with one of your dogs. If you... I don't want to say it's going to happen right now, but like, let's say this weekend you had to put one of your dogs down. Are you waiting? Or are you getting a new dog, or are you going to get one that weekend?
No. I wait.
Okay.
I have to grieve.
Gotcha.
I do.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
I know some people who grieve. I know some people who buy a new dog the same weekend.
I do too, Greg. I've known people who have done that too. They feel the hole and they want that hole filled.
And that's okay. That's okay if that's how you operate, but I need time to remember and grieve.
Yeah.
That's it.
Well, I am always going to remember the story of Carol and her caterpillar, though. I want to get to
Carol and her caterpillar walking down the street.
That's a book. There's a children's book right there, you guys.
Saddest children's book ever. That one, you know what? Everyone, I'm going to say this. That book can be banned.
Well, that's true.
Oh, stop.
All right. That does it for us. Thank you so very much to Dr. Michael McCutcheon and to Andrew Guss, who joined us in the first hour. Thank you, Greg Bach. Thank you, my dear friend, Carol Kane. Thank you to all of you for calling and texting and listening. Stay tuned. Forward News is next, followed by Town Call. Have a wonderful weekend. We will be back with you on Monday right here on the Civic Media Radio Network.
There are a ton of social networking websites, but one stands apart for a very special reason. This one saves lives. It's MatchingDonors.com. MatchingDonors.com links organ donors with people in need of kidney and other transplants. In the U.S., 22 people die each day waiting for an organ transplant, most of them for kidneys. If you've ever considered becoming a living organ donor, or if you're someone in need of an organ transplant, visit MatchingDonors.com, home of the greatest gift of all. The gift of life. MatchingDonors.com.
How do you locate a support group, professional association, or local organization? United Way's 211 will provide the answers to these questions and more. 211 is your connection to programs and services in Central Wisconsin. Dial 211 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. In this ever-changing world, it is often hard to find the program or service you're looking for. United Way's 211 can assist you locating services. 211 is free and confidential. Trained referral specialists will help you get connected 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 211. Every day, people begin a difficult and sometimes desperate search for programs that can provide assistance. United Way's 211 is there to connect you to the programs and services you need. For non-emergency information and referral services, call United Way's 211 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 211. With thousands of programs in the database, they can assist you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 211.
You came across someone struggling with hunger. How would you recognize them? Would you notice a 16-year-old boy who got his first job?
Not for extra spending money, but to help feed his little sisters?
Or a mother who's in between jobs and sometimes goes to bed hungry so her kids can have dinner? I am the one in eight Americans who struggle with hunger. I am hunger in America.
Hunger can be hard to recognize. Learn why at IamHungerInAmerica.org. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Teachers, learners, schools, and communities have never faced more challenges than they do in 2023. Is education a matter of national security? Major elections, artificial intelligence, educator shortages, these issues have serious implications. Dr. Tim Slecker and Dr. Johnny Lupinacci break it down every Tuesday night at 7 p.m. for you and your neighbor. Busted Pencils on the Civic Media Network.
Find previous shows and more at civicmedia.us.
This is the story of a very special woman. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician or an entrepreneur. Her knowledge was limitless and still is. She could also make monsters disappear, especially those that lurked in the shadows under the bed. Once, this woman put back together a teenage girl's broken heart, which had been shattered in a thousand pieces. Just by giving her a bear hug. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. A public service announcement brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
WFHR Wisconsin Rapids 1320 AM and W248DE broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
Locally grown radio, your home for news, talk, and sports from Rudolph to Nakusa. 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Tom Foti, and we start with late developments in the Middle East, where the U.S. Embassy in Israel expects that Rafah crossing on the Gaza-Egypt border to open at this hour to let humanitarian aid in and trap foreigners out. There is no confirmation yet, but a CBS News producer has seen empty trucks crossing from Gaza into Egypt. Also this, Israel urging its citizens to immediately leave Egypt and Jordan. 2 weeks after they were taken hostage in Gaza in the Hamas terrorist attack on Israel, an Illinois mother and daughter are now free. This after negotiations involving an intermediary in the Persian Gulf.
Hamas said it released the mother and her 17-year-old daughter in an agreement with the Qatari government for humanitarian reasons. President Biden spoke to the two Americans on the phone after their release, assuring them the U.S. government will fully support them.
Saturday marks 2 weeks since the massacre that began the war. Now the question remains, when will Israeli Defense Forces launch their ground assault into Gaza to take